is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Show live and on location at the Budweiser Event Center, set for the AMA Arena Cross Championship coming up tomorrow night at 6. It's media day here today. So we're hanging out, having a great time with some awesome dudes, just getting ready to ride and do crazy stuff out here on what should be a terrifying track at the Budweiser Event Center. Joining me now, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, you would enjoy this, man. I can just tell. This would be fun for you. Come out here and see these dudes making massive jumps all over this track.
Well, they have beer, correct?
They will absolutely have beer. You know that's
okay,
true.
Well, that's a,
they're going to have
start.
Beer.
That's a good start. I think I've ridden a Rascal once. That's about as extreme as I've got.
I'm going to take a golf cart up on one of those hills at some point to see what happens. I'm not supposed to be outside, Cody. We all know that. No one trusts me. But it should be really fun. I'm looking forward to it. How about those Wyoming Cowboys? Let's talk about the basketball side of things first, Cody. You know, obviously, I don't, you know, with Graham Ike's injury and everything, I suppose this is maybe where you could expect them to be. But they went out and they took it to New Mexico. I mean, at the time, my goodness, hadn't lost. And then they, of course, get upset by Fresno State. But Wyoming kind of showing us there's life there. This team is fighting hard throughout the season.
Yeah, they're trying to figure it out. And I'm actually at the Arena Auditorium right now. Just got done speaking with Jeff Linder. And a word he kept bringing up in this one is desperation. And he needs this squad to play desperate. And, you know, and he's talking every play. He's not just even talking every game. He's talking every possession. And more bad news today for this snake bit program. Kenny Foster is probably lost for the year with a back injury. Noah Reynolds still in concussion protocol. And for the third time in his career, Hunter Thompson has mono. And his timetable is unknown. So Cowboys have 9 scholarship players right now with San Diego State on deck. So desperation shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, Hunter Thompson, man, that's a terrible. I don't think I've ever had mono, let alone 3 times, man. So that poor
it's
kid.
It's wild. It's wild. Yeah, Jeff Linder said he's probably the only human on planet Earth who's had it 3 times, let alone even twice. And he just cannot catch a break. The super senior out of Pine Bluffs, and coach just really raved about how good he's been this year, and talked about how these 6-year guys could really pack it in. You know, he doesn't plan to have a professional career even overseas, and he's worked harder than ever. So Coach Linder really sad about losing Hunter Thompson.
Yeah, no question about it. Cody Tucker joining me from 7220sports.com. And the Mountain West is kind of interesting right now. Wyoming's at 0-2. Colorado State, we've talked about. They lost to Nevada last night at 0-3. What do you make of this conference, at least at this point, Cody?
Pretty wild, man, top to bottom. I mean, you got San Jose State taking Boise State to the brink in Boise. You know, Air Force is playing tough. There's just – Jeff Linder just mentioned it. There were some games maybe in the last couple of years where you didn't have to have your best effort. And, you know, he's talking about San Jose State and Air Force and even New Mexico the last couple of years. But that's not the case this year. Tim Miles has those guys playing really well in San Jose. You know, there's really not any games off. It's just kind of awkward. You know, you think anybody's going to take a game off against CSU or Wyoming because they haven't won yet in the conference? There's just no way. That's when you lose. And, you know, Brady, I wouldn't be San Diego State is the cream of the crop, no doubt about it. They're the perennial power in this conference. But, you know, history tells me they hate playing in Laramie, Wyoming. And wouldn't be surprised a bit if the Aztecs come in here and leave with an L on Saturday. And that's just the way this conference is.
Well, yeah, you look at Fresno State and the New Mexico situation. I mean, we're already kind of seeing that anything can happen. What's the status on Graham Ike at this point, Cody? I know this is like an ever-evolving question and door and everything about this guy.
Yeah, the million-dollar question, man. Wouldn't we all love to know? Jeff Linder just, you know, he just kind of goes with the status quo. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what's going on. He's been in the swimming pool working out. Jeff keeps throwing out that word if he comes back. And I know it's scaring the locals for sure, but, you know, it's January, man, and everybody had heard January, had heard this was a 6-8 week injury, and he's still not back, still in a boot. So we just don't know. We just don't know. And same with Noah Reynolds, who's really picked up the pace in since Graham's been out, and scoring 20 points a night. He, he's got a concussion, so those are weird, and you don't know if he's going to be back. So it's just, Coach mentioned it a couple times today, this team has been very snake bit, and, you know, Wyoming and San Diego State are playing on CBS on Saturday. That's a marquee matchup. This was supposed to be number one versus number two, and the Cowboys just haven't got a break at all this year.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Like, everybody talked about this Wyoming team. I certainly talked about it, Cody. You and I have spent a lot of time talking about this team and what we really expect. And then you get the news to start the season, essentially, about Graham, and then it just keeps happening. You know, the injuries, the sicknesses, everything. And that's got to be so frustrating for Coach Linder.
It is. It's driving him absolutely crazy. But, you know, on the flip side, if you want to look at this half glass full, Brady, which most don't, the Cowboys got tired down the stretch last year. They got really tired, and they had a really tough end of their regular season. You know, with the COVID pause last year, it threw all kinds of games to the back end, and the Cowboys limped into March. They were exhausted. So, you know, obviously they're going to have to win the conference tournament this year if they have any hopes of making it to March. And why not? If you have a Graham Ike back and you have a few other guys that are getting healthy at the right time, maybe it's the polar opposite of last year. And maybe these guys make a run. You got to win three games. Hopefully, if you can avoid that pigtail game, you get into Vegas and you win three games and you're off to the races and you're healthy and ready to roll. So you never know what will happen from there. So I think that's kind of what guys are going with around here. And by no means have they packed it in and waved the white flag, no doubt about it. But these are just body blow after body blow, hearing guys out of the lineup. So it's been really tough.
Cody, what's interesting about that, about what you just said, too, I'm making the mono connection. Wasn't it, like, how many years ago Larry Nance Jr. played for this team? Didn't he get sick?
Yeah.
Didn't he get mono or something? And he was out for several weeks, and Wyoming kind of, you know, they stunk it up for a while. And then they get into the tournament, and bam, they took it and won it and got in, went dancing. So we could be seeing something very similar to that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I wouldn't be comparing Larry Nance to Hunter Thompson anytime soon. But no, I totally
probably
did.
Not.
We just talked about that exact scenario because Jeff Linder was an assistant at Boise State that year, and Wyoming beat them to win it all in Vegas. So you never know, man. Obviously, you want Graham to be that guy who's coming back. You want Hunter back too, but you want Graham to be that guy who's coming back healthy and having the impact of a Larry Nance. But yeah, even Al Herndon had it that year too. So I don't know if the chicks around here are carrying mono or what the hell's going on, but it's definitely hurt the basketball team.
Oh, man. Everybody get home. Stay home. Close the doors and get some chicken noodle soup or something, man. And just stay healthy, for crying out loud, because the injuries are already bad enough, and then now you're getting mono on top of that.
No doubt. Yeah, you don't want that spreading through
Cody
the locker
Tucker
room.
Of Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, joining me. All right, let's go back to that bowl game. Wyoming loses 30-27 in overtime. The Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl. Dude, I'm seeing your tweets and stuff. Like, the ratings for this thing were really, really good, right?
Yeah, they were. You wouldn't be able to tell with all of our grouchy older fan base. They did not enjoy that whatsoever. But then on the flip side, some of the younger kids really loved it and really had a good time with it. It was different. I'll give you that. It was definitely different. And having Josh Allen on during the game helped. But, yeah, man, they reached a younger crowd. And yeah. I talked to Tom Berman about it, and I said, you can't love that this game is not on TV with the older fan base of this program. And he said, you know what? People got to get with the times, man. It's going to streaming. You better learn now or forever be left behind. So I think they're pretty happy with the result.
I think you're right. I think you have to figure it out, because that's the day and age we're living in. You can watch anything on your phone, your iPad, your computer, your who's he, what's it, what's he, McCallit. You can do it. So, you know, people might get frustrated, but it's like, dude, this is coming, and it's going to keep coming. You're seeing Amazon Prime Inc. deals with the NFL. I mean, this kind of stuff is just going to keep happening, where if you want to watch a lot of sports, you're going to have to get the apps and all that stuff and watch it online.
Yeah, you know, it was fun. It was definitely more geared toward kids. You know, it was nice. There were shooters, girls everywhere, and they were handing out free wings. So I certainly wasn't complaining about that. But
can't beat that, man.
But, you know, just the goofy stuff they were doing and dropping F-bombs. I haven't even rewatched it yet, to be honest with you. But I guess I was seeing the fans, and, man, some of the older ones were flipping out. And I said, man, you're on Twitter right now. So I think you can figure out the Barstool Bowl, and then they figure it out just in time to hear a few F-bombs, and they're like, oh, my God, I can't do this. I said, boy, you'd hate being at my house.
I mean, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose it's everybody's taste is different, but that's Barstool too, and these guys are buying bowl games or buying sponsorship names and all that stuff. That's just what's going to happen, and we'll have to be prepared for it, I suppose.
Yep. If a million people saw it, that's more than. You remember when the Mountain West had a couple of games on Facebook like 3 years ago, and you could actually see in the corner it would say 285 people are watching this game with you. And I'm like, man, is there a way you can get rid of that? By chance,
oh, yeah.
That's really embarrassing.
Yeah, don't show it. Yeah, I don't want to see that. Just pretend that there are millions watching with me and not just me and my Uncle Earl watching this conference game, man. Hide that stuff.
You know, it's so hard to believe, too, Brady, that this was the first conference that had its own TV station. And then you go from that to everybody else now has a TV station and we're watching games on Facebook. It's just, it's so frustrating sometimes.
It absolutely is, you know, and then just being, because in this day and age, like trying to find games, it shouldn't be that difficult, but here we are, sometimes it is, and the Mountain West being able to get those games on their network and everything too. So, Cody, my man, always appreciate you. What's happening with the transfer portal situation with Craig Bohl and company? How are we looking with those Cowboys?
Hey, I'm not the sky's not falling for me. I'll tell you that they've lost eight guys, and then also Titus Wynn, of course, who declared for the NFL draft. A lot of these guys just didn't play, and the Cowboys did lose Parker Christensen and Jackson Marcotte, two tight ends that are just deciding to retire from football. But you know, they did lose their best wide receiver, but you're talking 400 yards. You know, there are worse problems to have. You're talking one of your best corners. You're talking one of your up-and-coming defensive ends. Other than that, though, it was a lot of guys who haven't even seen the field. And I certainly, you know, some people look at the number 8 and flip out because it was 15 last year. But if you get down to the brass tacks there, I don't feel it's a lot of bad losses, and neither do a lot of the sources I've talked to within the program. They feel just fine about where they're at, and they plan on plucking a couple guys out of the portal themselves, and they already got Harrison Whaley from Northern Illinois, and he has almost 2,000 rushing yards to his name, and he ran for 179 against the Cowboys last year in DeKalb, so they got a first-hand glimpse of what that kid can do, so they're pretty excited about it.
Hey, I'm not going to count this Cowboys team out anymore because at the beginning of this season, I was like, what do they have? Okay, Titus Wynn, but what else? You know, what's it going to be?
Yeah.
And they find themselves in a bowl game, the Barstool Bowl game. So, like, they get in there. So I'm not going to count this team out anymore, man. Learning more and more about you and seeing what they did this year to get into the Arizona Bowl, that's hard to do it. I kind of have this weird faith in Craig Bohl all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's a perfect example is they came into this year with zero sacks from the defensive end spot, and they finished number 2 in the Mountain West. So it was just sometimes guys just need their chances, man. And they got their chances, and they made the most of it. So it was a fun season. And, you know, unfortunately, the offense sputtered so badly toward the end that we're talking about that instead of, hey, man, the third youngest program in the country just, you know, won 7 games and went to a bowl when they were supposed to finish lower than CSU.
No question about it. The expectations were not there. So that's what I'm saying. It's like I felt like you played with house money this year getting into that bowl game. Cody, my man, thanks for being on the show. I was off for the last couple of weeks, but it's nice to get plugged back in and get on with you as always. So we look forward to catching up with you next week.
Appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right, Cody Tucker, 70. I'll save you a beer for out here. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. 12:48 the time. We still have a jam-packed third and final hour of the show. I want to talk about Harbaugh. You know, he's been saying things like he's not going to leave, he loves Michigan. That's what they do. I mean, the day I believe a college coach when he says he's going to stay somewhere and then doesn't actually leave, Mel Tucker, cows are going to be jumping over the moon before that happens. So there's still a chance that Harbaugh's there. We'll talk about that. Brendan Vogt, DNVR Nuggets, and also McKenna Hoffschild for CSU. She has been lighting the world on fire for Colorado State women's hoops, and this is a great basketball team to watch. So we'll talk to her coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Again, folks, We're live out here at the Budweiser Event Center previewing the AMA Arena Cross Championship. Listen, I don't talk a lot of Arena Cross Championship. I don't know a lot about it, but this is freaking cool. I'm telling you, I have had an opportunity to get out there and walk the dirt paths and the track and everything, and it's been phenomenal. So I strongly urge you guys to check out tickets. Again, go to the Budweiser Event Center, and there you can find an opportunity to call them, too, and say, hey, I heard about them on the whole show. And you'll get your kids' tickets for free. So we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.